John Fisher is the executive director of the Foundation for the Ripon Community Hospital, and she joins us at this time. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. We finally got we drew a decent card for the weather today. That's always helpful.
Yeah.
So
we'll take it.
Yeah. Might be a different story over the next 2 days, but we got a good one today. So, okay. So the Foundation for Ripon Community Hospital, tell us a little bit about the foundation, if you would, to start things off, please.
You bet. So the Foundation for Ripon Community Hospital is really what it sounds like. We're here to support the needs of the hospital in Ripon. How can we do that? How can we help enhance patient experience? How can we increase access that's needed within the community? You know, we're here to support kind of those additional needs beyond the regular operating budget. And one of those things, you know, one of the ways we're doing that we're going to discuss is through supporting our new day stabilization services.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. This is a first of its kind type of venture in the state of Wisconsin, and that kicked off not too long ago, didn't it?
It did. It's very, very freshly opened, just recently opened, a renovated space within the hospital. And really, there's this increased need for mental health access. You know, it was something that's been coming for a while. And then with the pandemic, we really saw that people were recognizing that they can't always navigate their mental health by themselves. They need additional support. And as more and more people are recognizing that, the need became greater and the access, unfortunately, became more difficult. So the day stabilization services really helps kind of bridge that access bridge that gap when people can't quite get the help that they need due to wait times and they're maybe borderline on that mental health crisis. And day stabilization will help assess and address their need in the immediate future.
Okay, so it's a 23-hour service from what I understand?
Correct. Yep, so if a patient presents that they're kind of on that borderline of crisis and they need some help, they can come to day stabilization for up to 23 hours, get that immediate care that they need, and then the team there within day stabilization will help partner with community. They partner with community partners, and they get them where they need to be in their next steps. So it's kind of the first step in the process to relieve them from their crisis and then walk them through what the next steps are.
Yeah, you never know what's going to trigger a mental health crisis, but sometimes you'll hear people say, well, I need a minute. Well, sometimes
Correct.
You need more than a minute, and sometimes you need a little help, right?
Correct, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with asking for help. And I think, you know, it's a little bit of a double-edged sword because the stigma of mental health, I think, is going away, that it's okay to ask for help, and people are recognizing that it is okay to ask for help. And that's a fantastic thing that people are recognizing that. Unfortunately, it puts a little bit of strain on resources and not being able to always get that help immediately that they need. And that's where the day stabilization services can step in and help bridge that gap.
Boy, I'm trying to remember. How many beds is it that they have for the service?
So it's not it's not really a bed. It's more of a what we call a living room model.
Okay.
And so there's recliners, there's comfortable seating. It's not an inpatient crisis bed setting. It's more of a relaxed. It can be a group setting. It could be one-on-one therapies. It's really customized to whatever the patient needs at that time.
Okay, so this is part of the behavioral health services that Ripon Community Hospital offers?
Correct.
What else have they done to expand on their partnerships in the community?
So we're working within the schools. We're working with Ripon College. And really, this extends out to all area schools that we have mental health services now. Our behavioral health team here is in, I may get this number wrong, and I will have to double-check it, but I want to say within 34 local schools now that really were starting from that elementary school level and bridging that gap all the way up until adulthood. Like I said, people are recognizing that it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to seek help for their children. And we're really starting at that young age through adulthood.
That number sounds right to me for some reason. I've heard it before. So
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
We're not throwing out any lies here today.
Right.
Just double-checking
right.
our memory is all.
Right. We're being as transparent as you can be, so which is easier to do on the radio, I guess. But
yes.
Anyway. Now, the reason we've been talking about the foundation and the day stabilization services is because you have a raffle coming up in a virtual drawing, and proceeds from the raffle are actually going to benefit the stabilization services. So tell us a little bit about that raffle.
Correct. Yes, we're excited. So we just launched our spring raffle, the Foundation for Ripon Community Hospital raffle. Tickets are $10 each or 5 for 40, and we have some really amazing prizes. The Ripon community is so amazing. Our grand prize is a white gold and diamond necklace from Diedrich Jewelers. Ellen and Andy at Dear Prudence every year support this raffle. We have a gift card, $500 gift card for Dear Prudence. Golf from Lasonia. Of course, Canoes Brewing is always very supportive. A Blackstone, a 36-inch Blackstone donated by Ripon Ace Hardware. Blackstones are really kind of that next up-and-coming cooking thing right now. If you don't have one, they're fantastic. I will say I have one myself, so I'm a little biased. Farrell's Fine Furnishings, Solpatina, Fox & Crow, Thrasher Opera House, everybody has been so fantastic in creating, in donating to this raffle this year, and we're really excited. And as you said, all the proceeds are supporting the day stabilization.
And we got a rundown of some of that. Second prize is shopping and gifts galore on Watson Street. You mentioned the Dear Prudence gift card. You also have Alexandria Games, Hamilton's Heart Mercantile, and Patina V gift baskets all combined. So that's a heck of a value right there. So almost $800. Okay.
Yeah, everybody has been really, really generous. Third prize is a foursome of golf at Lasonia. And then, of course, like I said, Canoes threw in some gift cards for that as well. You know, who wants to think? doesn't everybody want a little golf and beer right now? Thinking about golf and beer sounds so much nicer than this white stuff that's outside right now.
Right. You can have your 19th hole celebration anywhere you want with Canoes.
Exactly.
So, you know.
Yes. Yes, we're all dreaming of much warmer golf weather.
And the grill goes along with that, too, for fourth prize. So, that sounds like every guy's dream come true, I guess. A 36-inch griddle cooking station. Holy cow.
Yeah, there's some fantastic packages. So there's a number of places in Ripon where you can purchase tickets. So Dear Prudence, Diedrich Jewelers, Headliners Hair Salon, Hillside Dental, Canoes Brewing, Ripon Ace Hardware, Ripon Drug, and then, of course, the registration desk at Ripon Community Hospital as well.
Okay. So the drawing itself is going to be held virtually, I believe. Was it SSM Health Greater Fond du Lac Facebook page?
Correct. On April 12th at noon.
Okay. Now, I know they've used that particular platform before for virtual drawings. So this should work out pretty well, I would think.
Yes, we've done it a number of times, especially during COVID when we had to, pivot a few things. And so this is something that we've done a number of times now.
Okay. And what was that number you were searching for before? I think I've got it in front of me. 920-926-5418 for more information.
Mm-hmm.
You can also visit the SSMHealth.com website / RCH raffle. So,
correct.
Which will give you information on this particular virtual drawing, the raffle, and, of course, the foundation. So tell us a little bit more about the foundation. How many members do you have in it?
So we have a board. We have a local foundation board of about 11 Ripon area leaders who support our board. Actually, Ryan Avery, some of you are probably familiar with, from Canoes is on there. Elizabeth Roy, Ellen Sorensen from Dear Prudence is on there, Bobby Polesch. So a number of local ribbon leaders that many people are probably very familiar with that we're very excited to have on our board. They're very supportive of us, very supportive of the hospital. You know, the last 3 years especially have been exceptional, you know, challenges that we never expected. So we're happy to be coming out of that. We're so grateful for the support of the Ribbon, not only the Ribbon community, but the surrounding communities as well, and really hoping that we're ready to move forward here, move forward out of the pandemic, and just be in a different, hopefully better place.
And hopefully if you can't cope, you can make use of the day stabilization service.
Yes, we are here to support the Ribbon community and all of their mental health needs to the best ability that we can, and hope that we can, you know, bring some value to the Ripon community.
And again, as you said, it's not a long-term solution, but it is a solution until you can get more help, because as you mentioned, sometimes you have a long wait list when it comes to getting services for your mental health.
Correct. It's not ideal. You know, none of us want to have that wait list, and hopefully that's something that will improve in the future, but we're happy to be able to provide a service to help bridge that gap in the meantime.
Okay. Is there anything else, Sean, that you wanted to mention about the raffle or the foundation?
No, any questions, 926-5418. Again, we have tickets kind of located all around Ripon, the Ripon Community Hospital Registration Desk. Tickets are $10 each. 5 for $40, and we have some really amazing ribbon prizes.
Okay. Sean, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye now. That is Sean Fisher, who's the executive director of the Foundation for Ripon Community Hospital, talking about a raffle that they're holding on April 12th. Tickets available now. She mentioned the locations, and they have some really great prizes for that raffle. Will support their day stabilization services at Ripon Community Hospital.